Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gavin Newsom, is taking on the Trump administration once again, this time over the government shutdown. Phil, he was at the Sacramento airport.
That's right. And he was met with TCSA workers, you know, the security folks at the Sacramento airport who have been working without paychecks. And he announced that, you know, that Californians are going to start paying unemployment benefits. Now, the thing is that the feds won't approve the payments because they say that if you're working, you're not unemployed. So Gavin has got the money in the budget, and he's going to say, as long as this showdown's going on, you may not be eligible, but we're going to make an exception, and we're going to do our own program. And he started handing out the forms.
A bit of a tweak to President Trump?
But, you know, it was interesting because although it was seen as a tweak to President Trump, he did not name Trump by name. He kept referring to the problem being brought on by the people in Washington. The people in Washington. I think there were two reasons for that. One, if it was out-and-out assault on Trump, it would look political. It would look like he was just trying to score points for the latest cable news show. Gavin Newsom shows up at the airport and spites Trump by handing out unemployment benefits to workers affected by the showdown. The other reason is that, you know, he's got to deal with President Trump on fires and other things, so he's sort of walking a line. He's not calling Trump out by name. He's saying the problem is with Washington, and it's going to take locals, whether it's him or San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, who is proposing much the same thing down in San Jose, to try to deal with it.
He is much more visible than his predecessor, Jerry Brown.
Yeah, Jerry Brown had a wonderful way of avoiding things, especially when they dealt with people. He was wonderful. He was big on projects where they had concrete and steel, and big on concept items like global warming. But on things like this, whether it was this or a strike or something, Jerry had a tendency to sort of keep his distance. He had a saying that once you mention something, you own it. And in this case, Gavin Newsom could wind up owning, you know, paying out employment benefits to not only TSA workers, but to other federal employees as well. And we don't know how long this shutdown is going to go. What's it going to take to get the, if it's in fact it's going to be finished before they get this program rolling, or how long it's going to last. It's also setting an interesting precedent. If the idea is somehow to create an emergency by the shutdown on either side to force the other side to the negotiating table, what happens if the state and the locals start picking up the difference? Now, that could change the dynamic back in Washington as well. So it's an interesting route that Gavin Newsom has decided to take on this, but it is typical Gavin. I mean, whether it's the lack of drinking water in the Central Valley or it's this, you know, if he sees a problem, he's going to be one of the first in line to come up at least with what he thinks is a workable solution.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.